This week's parasha talks about Dinei Tzaras. Pasuk says, Adam kiyeh bar besara seso safachas obaheres v'huva elaron hakoin oel achad mibonav hakoin. Someone who has an eged tzaras in his basar is brought before either Aaron HaKohen or one of his children. He's brought before a Kohen. Why is the responsibility of being metame or metar an eged tzaras given over to Aaron HaKohen and to Shevet Kohen? The Sforno explains, Ki sifse Kohen yishmeru das v'yoru lamanuga lefashbish v'maisa. That a Kohen is a repository of Torah. Shevet Kohen is given the responsibility to teach Torah to Bnei Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Yoru Mishpatecha Liyakov. So a Kohen is someone that the Metzorah would naturally look to for guidance. He's someone that the Metzorah would call upon to instruct him on how to conduct himself. The Kohen is someone who can tell the Metzorah how to change, how to correct his mistakes. The Gemara in Erech HaNadav Tazayin says that Tzaras comes for different averas that the individual did. Gemara lists off seven different averas that can cause tzaras, the most famous of which is, of course, Lashon Hara. But there are other averas on the list, Shvichas Damim, and Gezel, and Tzaras Oyin, stinginess, and so on, and other things. There are different averas that Chazal attribute to tzaras. So the Torah wants the Metzorah to come before the Kohen so that he can learn how to do tshuva. The Kohen can instruct him how to do better, how to improve on his actions. This halacha shows the Torah's perspective on tzaras. Tzaras is not just a punishment. It's a mechanism to get the Metzorah to do tshuva, to learn about himself. Badad yeshe michutz l'machane moshavo. The Metzorah has to separate himself from the Machane Yisrael, from the rest of Klal Yisrael. He has to be isolated from everyone else. Why? Not because the Torah wants to get back at him, but because the Torah wants to give him time to reflect, to reorient himself, to think of what he's done wrong, especially Bein Adam L'Chavero, and to try to correct what he's done. And that's why the Torah wants the Metzorah to come in contact with the Kohen, so that the Kohen can inspire the Metzorah to change. Not just by instructing the Metzorah verbally on what he can do better, but by serving as an example for the Metzorah. What better example of sensitivity Bein Adam L'Chavero could there be than Aaron HaKohen? Aaron, the ultimate Oev HaSabriyas, the Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Aaron was the paragon of Midos Bein Adam L'Chavero. And Shevet Kohuna as well, Aaron's descendants, are supposed to exemplify the same kind of Midos. The Makar Kavonos on behalf of Klal Yisrael, a Kohen has to feel a kinship, he has to feel an Ahava with every member of Klal Yisrael. To give a Birchas Kohanim, a Kohen has to be able to say, Levarech HaSamu Yisrael Ba'ahava. That's why the Torah wants the Metzorah to come in contact with the Kohen. Because the first step for the Metzorah's process of tshuva is to be exposed to the example of a Kohen, the example of Ahavas Yisrael, of Shevet Kohuna. And that will hopefully reorient the Metzorah and help him change his midos, help him change his actions. This idea that the Torah doesn't view tzaras as a punishment is hinted to in a different halacha as well. The Pasuk says, V'ra'ahu HaKohen Sanega Be'or HaBosa V'Seir Banega Hafach Lavan, etc. V'ra'ahu HaKohen V'Timei Osa. The Kohen will look at the Nega, he'll see whether it has Seir Lavan there. V'ra'ahu HaKohen, the Kohen looks, and he's Metamei the Nega. Why the double Lashon? Why the double Lashon? V'ra'ahu HaKohen, V'ra'ahu HaKohen. The Meshech Chochma explains that the Kohen has to have two Re'is. The first, he has to look at the Nega, to see if there are simani tuma in the nega. Is there any seir lovan? Is there any michya in the nega? But the Kohen has to have a second re'iyah. He has to look at the individual. Vira'ahu. He has to look at the individual and see, is he a person who's ro'i for tuma? Is it the right time to be metame this individual? As Chazal say on the words of V'yom he'ro'os bo, yesh yom sha'ataroa negayim, v'yesh yom sha'ataroa negayim. There are some days that we don't look at negayim. We're afraid to be metame a nega. We don't want to be metame the nega. Chosen during the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, all of Klal Yisrael during the regal, we don't look at negayim because we don't want to be metame anything. During those times of Simcha, it would be too difficult for the Mitzvah to be separated from his family, from the community. So we don't look at a nega during that time, because we're sensitive to the feelings of the Mitzvah. The Torah is sensitive to the feelings of the Mitzvah. The Torah isn't anxious to punish the Mitzvah, It wants to find the right time to be metameh. It takes into account the situation of the mitzvah, because the Torah wants to teach the mitzvah a lesson in sensitivity. And what better way to teach the mitzvah that lesson than by being sensitive to the feelings of the mitzvah himself? The halachas of tzaraas can show us how to give tochacha, how to give punishment, even to people who deserve it. First of all, we should give it out of ahava, out of love. Not with a sense of resentment or with anger, but out of a sense of love for the individual, with a measure of sensitivity. And secondly, we should always look at the situation the person is in. Don't rush to criticism, but look at the person. See, is it the right time? Is the person willing to accept the tochacha that you want to give him? Or perhaps you should delay a little bit. Maybe it's better. Maybe if you delay, he'll be more receptive to the tochacha a little bit later on. Giving tochacha is never easy. But through the laws of tzaraas, the Torah gives us a direction, a blueprint for how to give tochacha in a way that a person will be able to accept it and it will have its desired effect. Good Shabbos. Thank you.